Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to the most recent statistics, the cost of a nursing home has increased 54% over the past 15 years, and for the first time last year, reached an average of $100,000 per year. So as more and more retirees continue feeding the silver tsunami relocation to our state, this is becoming an increasingly important topic. Barbara Franklin is a long-term care specialist. She joins us by phone now from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Barbara, welcome back.
Yes, Mike. Good morning.
Tell us, what is the market right now? We hear these statistics. We're assuming that not everybody can afford these numbers.
That's true, Mike. And as you pointed out, the population is aging and we have retirees moving to our state. So it's hard to predict what's ahead here. But at the same time that the cost of care is rising at the rates you mentioned earlier, which are really outpacing the U.S. inflation rate by almost double, and it's not just nursing homes, by the way, it's home care, assisted living, and all kinds of other support services. But at the same time the cost of care is rising, we're seeing that public funding is decreasing. And by public funding, I mean Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans benefits, and certain types of grants and subsidies. So that means that most long-term care is going to be paid out of pocket, except for individuals who are able to qualify for the public funding.
So the public funding, those areas that you mentioned, are no longer covering nursing home care?
Oh, they're covering it, Mike, but it's limited and it's more restrictive. Medicaid, for instance, in our state, primarily pays only for nursing homes. There are very, very limited resources in Medicaid that would be allocated for assisted living and for home care. And what we hear from most seniors is the place that they want to be cared for is in their home. And Medicare is really only for short-term rehabilitative care, not long-term custodial care. VA benefits are available, but for individuals who've served during wartime or have access to VA benefits in other ways. So all three of those have some pretty significant limitations.
And so what is happening to people who don't have any financial resources and no help from these public agencies?
Well, Medicaid is the safety net. There's no question, but they would have to find a Medicaid bed in a facility, and those are fewer and further between and not necessarily in the community where the person would want to be or where their family would want them to be. There has to be an open Medicaid bed somewhere.
And I know that for 20 or 30 years, maybe longer, there has been long-term care insurance available for people to purchase. What is that market like right now?
Oh, Mike, that's been at least 40 years now. You know, I've been involved with it for 29. The market has evolved. Some of the early policies, some companies in the industry early on no longer offer it. Some of the companies that are offering it have had substantial premium increases that have really scared the public off. And at this point, somewhere between 8 and 10% of the population have long-term care insurance. So in all those years, hasn't really materialized as a major, major factor. But we now have products that we call hybrids, combination of life insurance or an annuity. And so if you don't use it for long-term care, you do have either a death benefit or the annuity available. And that seems to be, at this point, Mike, where the action is in the long-term care insurance industry.
I do remember seeing an article about these long-term care insurance companies that started in the early days. This did not turn out to be as quite a profitable product for them as they were hoping.
No, it really did, Mike. So I've watched the ebb and flow of this, the trials and tribulations, and some major companies, big names that would be known to the public, are no longer in it. So it was a train that a lot of companies jumped on, but have jumped off. But the need is still there. That has not changed. It's only intensified. And so some of the companies that have stayed with it are really looking at newer ways to offer the coverage that don't have some of the hazards that were there earlier and have plenty of data now to do some analysis to get the pricing better than they could 40 years ago.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you again.
Barbara Franklin is a long-term care specialist. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can listen to this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.